It's time for Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network, presented by BSUBeavers.com. This season, we focus on the all-time captains for the green and white. In the 60 years of Beaver hockey, many character traits have led to some of the best captains on the ice. R.H. Bob Peters joins us next on the Beaver Radio Network.
Find more information about the games featured in Bucky's Legends by visiting the official site of Bemidji State Athletics, BSUBeavers.com. Download electronic schedules for any BSU sports team right to your favorite mobile device. Keep up with the latest news and even watch archive videos of past BSU events. And find links to follow the Beavers on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Can't make it to the game? Follow live stats while you're listening right here on the Beaver Radio Network. You can even find ticket information about the next Beaver event so you won't miss any of the action. BSUBeavers.com, the official website of Bemidji State Beaver Athletics.
Welcome back to Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network. In the history of Beaver hockey, many players have been elected captains by the coaches and their peers. During the 1968-69 season, Brian Grand was a captain with Terry Burns and Jim McElmory. Coach Peters says that Grand was a leader off the ice and certainly on the ice.
And he was a person that in every difficult situation, if we needed a goal, he was on the ice. If we needed to hold off, he was on the ice. When he had the puck, you had and you were the opponent, you had a tough time getting it, whether he was attacking a full 5-on-5 compliment or if he was killing a penalty. He had great, great leadership skills.
You've been listening to Bucky's Legends, presented by BSUBeavers.com on the Beaver Radio Network. To listen to past archives of the show, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. BSU Beaver Men's Hockey on Mix 103.7 and online at BeaverRadioNetwork.com.